And it was something, the whole incident generally was one that I found difficult to come to terms with. Because within the fire service, we're used to rescuing people, we're used to cutting people out of car crashes, but they're all accidents. And I couldn't get my head round the fact that somebody had done this on purpose. Somebody had killed 11 people on purpose. And I found that difficult to come to terms with at that particular time. For whatever reasons they wanted to do that, someone had done this on purpose, and I found that very difficult to come to terms with. It's a strange feeling. I mean, I subsequently investigated the Northern Ireland Troubles as to what the problems were. And then a few years ago, and this really did help me, a few years ago I went to Dublin. I went to the jail in Dublin, where during the 1916 uprising,
yep,
was it?
The Kilmainham Jail.
Kilmainham Jail. Yep. I went there, and obviously they tell you about the uprising, and they explain what happened, and they show you where they shot some of these dissidents or whatever. And all of a sudden, everything takes on a different perspective in life with it all. Because I actually thought to myself, I know these people have caused this bombing, the people who actually blew up the barracks, but it goes back a bit further than that as to why were they ever in that situation. And I found myself getting very critical of the then government for giving half a country independence and not the other half. And I found that's where I saw the root cause. Mm. And that actually did help me suddenly realise that, yes, these were so-called terrorists who committed this atrocity, but when you have a look at why it happened, you don't have... I certainly am a very anti-violent person. I really don't like violence of any sort, and particularly terrorism like that. But you can suddenly start to see perhaps why they did it. Not agreeing with it, but you can actually suddenly see another side of things that perhaps, until you investigate, you don't really know the ins and outs of it all.